left off last week, Rabbi said the following. We had a discussion as to which part of the Seder of the Avodah Samiluim, Avodah that was designated in the time, the 7 days before the Yom HaShmini, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and all the various details of which Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to be Mekayim through the Seder of consecration of Aaron of Onov. So the question is, how much was Ma'akiv of this parasha? What detail within the parasha was Ma'akiv? That was a discussion that we had on Hayamad Aleph Beikat, the bottom of Dalad Amad Beis, and Hayamad Aleph. Remember, there were two Mahalchim amongst the Amiroim and Machlikis in the Gemara the following. Whether Kol HaKosov Behem Ma'akiv, all the details that the Torah described, was all Ma'akiv, whatever the Torah told us to do with all the various Seder HaKabonos was all Ma'akiv. Oh no, only those kind of Avedas which were Ma'akiv L'Doiris were Akiv by the Miluim. We know Ma'akiv L'Doiris, Avedas Adam, etc. But the other Avedas which were also mentioned, the Smicha, the Tnufa, the various things which the Gemara mentioned where we could find Avedas which are not Ma'akiv L'Doiris, which were Becholzos mentioned in the context of Miluim, and there was a Shaila whether they were Ma'akiv or not. L'manda Omar Kol HaKosav Ma'akiv, and everything is Ma'akiv. The man that Omer, only the Aveda which is Ma'akiv L'Doiris is Ma'akiv, and only as a regular Seder Korbonus, whichever was Ma'akiv in a regular Korban, was to be Ma'akiv in the special Avedas of Miluim. Whatever extra the Torah mentioned was the Mitzvah, but not the Iku. But that was the Machlikas that we saw on Hayamad Aleph. The Gemara of the bottom of Hayamad Aleph discussed. My time, perhaps, will begin again from the two lines of the bottom of Hayamad Aleph, just to get back into the Gemara. The Gemara says, my time in the man that Omer, Kol HaKosav Behem Ma'akiv. Why should it be that everything that's written in the Seder Miluim is Ma'akiv? If the Torah doesn't tell us so, Lahedya, then the details of the extra protim that the Torah mentions are generally the mitzvah, that's the chatzchila, the way it needs to be done, but not Le'ikuvah. So why, what is the basis of this man, the Omar, and what to which psukim does he darshan to tell us that all the detail in the Seder Miluim was to be Ma'akiv? What's his makor for that? So the Gemara is like, Omar of Yitzhob Abisna Omar Kro. This is the Pasuk in Tetzaveh, and I will remind ourselves that in the Seder of Miluim, they're discussed twice in Torah. One in Parshas Tetzaveh, where the Torah in some detail tells us all the Seder Protim, where the Torah gives us the instruction, the command, to do all the Seder Avodah Korbanos to inaugurate Aaron of Onov for 7 days. And then the Torah in Parshas Tzav afterwards goes on to tell us that everything that was done as was commanded was all this kind. So the parasha of the Tzivui and the parasha of the Kiyu, Tetzaveh and Tzav. So the Gemara says, in parashas Tetzaveh it says, Vosisa la'ar avodov kocho, kochoy la'shay tzivisi yisocho, shivas yomin tamala yodom. Now when the Torah says kocho, kocho means like this, and it has to be like this, and everything is ba'akiv. There's no flexibility when the Torah says kocho. So whatever the Torah describes in Parshas Tetzaveh is kocho, and it has to be in all the protim that the details that the Torah mentions on the ikuv. Kocho ikuvahi. Zot the Gemara azoi. Tinach. Kol milsa dechsiva b'hayin yonah. If the makor of all the details of the Parshas Tetzaveh is from kocho, then that covers the only details mentioned in Parshas Tetzaveh. However, Milsa deloich siva b'hayin yonah. So Grashi, in the top of the page, the parshas milsa deziva b'hayin yonah, the parshas tzavah d'miluim she'neimah ba'ata tzavah. In parshas tzavah, we have the instructions, the commandments to do whatever the Torah tells us. So that's all included in kocha. However, milsa deloich siva b'hayin yonah min olam. How do we know that those details which are relevant, which are mentioned in the context of miluim, but not in parshas tzavah? So that they don't have the pasuk of kocho to tell us li'ikuvah. So how do we know that all these the other details are also ma'akiv? What does that refer to? What is there that the Torah is marba in the outside of Parshas Tetzaveh legab the dinim of the miluim? So Rashi says the following. Very interesting Rashi. The loichsiv b'parshas miluim b'zeadov ha'shatase. It's not in the zeadov ha'shatase introduces the whole seder in Tetzaveh of all that needs to be done for the 7 days of the miluim. That means that the mitzvah of putting in the Urim v'tumim, the Torah talks about the levisha of the big day kahuna, both in Tetzaveh and in Tzav, with one difference. In Parshas Tzav, the Torah also mentions that in the Choshen you need to place the Urim V'Tumim, which was not mentioned in Parshas Tzav. Putting the Urim V'Tumim in the Choshen was mentioned in Tzav, but not in Tzav. So Rashi says, we found one of the details of the Avodah of the Yemei HaMiluim, which is not covered by the Kocha in Parshas Tzav, and that is the incorporation of the Urim V'Tumim in the Choshen. Avo V'Parshas Tav es Aaron shenemar shom asiyas miluim k'siv vayitein es achoyshen vayitein al achoyshen es orim atzomim. That's mentioned in Tzav and not in Tzav. Ve'im toimah zok Rashi vester v'freged, that it's not true. You'll find the Parshas Tzav very clearly where the Torah talks about making the choyshen and putting the orim atzomim. Ve'im toimah af av atat Tzav nemar v'nosato al choyshen amishpent es orim es atzomim einzu v'parshas miluim. You find that only at the beginning of Tetzaveh, when the Torah at the beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh discusses the making of Sisei, the Begodim, the Chovid of the Sephoris, when the Torah tells us that we need to make the Big Day Kahuna, before the Torah talks about the Seder Miluim Bichlal, there the Torah does refer to putting Urim V'Tumim into the Choshen. But that's nothing to do with the Seder Miluim. After that, the Torah says, Zeh Adol HaShetaseh, for the purpose of the Miluim, and then the Torah talks about the Begodim, but the Torah does not mention Urim V'Tumim. So in the context of the big tikkun in Tetzaveh, when we talk about the miluim, the union of Urim V'Tumim is not mentioned, but strangely in Tzav, the Torah tells us that Urim V'Tumim were placed in the Choshen. So whether the Urim V'Tumim were to be ma'akiv for the avodah of the miluim, the Choshen were to depend on this Yalfusa, if the Yalfusa is the gebot on the fact that the Torah says, well, Sisal Aravon of Kocha, Kocha is only in Parshas Tetzaveh, which does not talk about putting in Urim V'Tumim. In Parshas Tzav it's mentioned, but it doesn't say Koch in Parshas Tzav.
One of the Begodim were missing though, even though there's no
Koch,
it's talking about the...
Yeah, that's the justified title. We'll get to see that in a second. Over in Yona, Loiksiv Koch HaLikuva, that doesn't say Koch HaLikuva in the Parsha of Ata Tzav, in the Big Day Kehuna, so we don't have any Makor to say that the Urim V'Tumim should be Ma'akiv if it's based merely on the Makor of the straight Parsha Tzav. That's what Rashi suggests that the Nafkamina were to be, whether the Urim V'Tumim were Ma'akiv, L'chaira is if from the Pasuk of Kocha, that wouldn't be included. And the Gemara goes on to bring other Makoiras to tell us that not just what's mentioned in Parshas Tzav is Ma'akiv, but everything that's mentioned also in Parshas Tzav is also Ma'akiv, as the Torah goes on to tell us. But what's interesting to mention is this point about this Urim V'Tumim. And that is the following. It's very interesting to notice, perhaps we can just, the very interesting discussion amongst the Rishonim about whether it was shayach to have a choshen without Urim V'Tumim, whether the choshen was considered a choshen, whether it was a kosher or choshen, whether it was the beged of the choshen was missing without the Urim V'Tumim, or whether the Urim V'Tumim was something extra which needed to be placed in the choshen as an extra function that it had, but it wasn't ma'akiv, the shame of the choshen, the beggar of the choshen with or without it. And the Bible says, as a machlokes b'purush, machlokes Rambam and Ravid in Rambam and Hilchos Beis Abchira, which is based on the Gemara later on. It's a very interesting discussion. The Gemara later on tells the following. The Gemara Chafalaf on the Beis state the following. It's very interesting, Shaila this. The Gemara tells us that there were five things that were missing in Bayis Sheni. It's approximately mamish in the middle of the Amud in the Chafalav Amud Beis. The Gemara dashens a posuk va'omar Rav Shmuel bar Inye ma'idech siv. The Gemara dashens a posuk was a shleit a posuk in Chagi. Alu ahar va'veisem eitz v'ru ha'boiz v'hirotza boi v'ekov the Omar Hashem. The Gemara dashens the following. The Gemara says that there was mechus hay ve'ekov do. There was a hay missing in this word to tell us that there were five things which were missing in the Bayis Sheni, which they had in the Bayis Rishon. Eilu chamisha dvorim shahoyim be'migdash Rishon le'migdash Sheni. Ve'elu hay. Five things, five differences. So the Gemara has like, one is the Oron and the Kaporis. As we know, the Oron was Nignaz, or whatever, it wasn't to be found in Bayis Sheni. The Gemara later on discusses that in great detail about what happened to the Oron and Bayis Sheni. Ukruvim, the Kruvim were also missing, perhaps that's Eish, Ushchina v'ruach HaKodesh v'urim v'tumim. That's to tell us that the Ruach HaKodesh and Urim V'Tumim were all missing in Bayis Sheni. Eish min HaShemayim, the Eish Yorid min HaShemayim, didn't happen in the Bayis Sheni. There was no Ruach HaKodesh for Bayis Sheni, the Nevuah had stopped when it came to Bayis Sheni, and the Urim V'Tumim were not there either. There was something missing about Urim V'Tumim.
Kaporis and Kruvim, the same thing.
Yeah, Mestama, all three. Aaron, Kapos, and Krufim are all the same. Hey, Shechina, Rocha, Kedish, Aaron, and Tzomim. Mestama, they're all considered together. All go together. Yeah, clearly, yeah. Rashi says, Aaron, Kapos, Krufim, and Kula Chadol Milsa. Or Shechina, Loi, Sharosaboy, Rocha, Kedish, Loi, Hoysaboy. Zog Tesvitz, the little Tesvitz here on the side, which talks about this Urim and Tzomim. The last Tesvitz in the Perek, Urim and Tzomim, Havu. There were Urim and Tzomim. Shem loikein hayakoyin godim mechusak begodim a choishen without urim v'tumim v'nishkan choishen. To suggest that there was no urim v'tumim by a sheni kedush zayin. Hello, loihoyim meshivin nisholim bohem. So you mean urim v'tumim? It wasn't functional. Oh, so that's an interesting discussion. Was Reb Chaim Taine v'emes is a Taine of the Ravid on the Rambam? Baldem is that. What stated in Tosfos is that there cannot be a suggestion in Bayis Sheni. Although the Gemara says that there was lacking the Urim V'Tumim, it doesn't mean that they didn't have it at all. It was clearly part of the Choshen, otherwise the Choshen was not considered a proper Choshen, it would be Mechusa V'Godit. But it didn't function, they weren't showing the Urim V'Tumim, it was part of one of the Chelik of Ashras HaShchina, which was missing, was the Urim V'Tumim. He's going to Santa Zach, just to mention this, in Rambam and Raiva, there's a Mefurish HaMachlokes about this. About whether Bayis Sheni there was no Urim V'Tumim Bechlal, or there was Urim V'Tumim but it wasn't functioning. In Rambam states the following in Perek Dalet, at the beginning of Perek Dalet, Hilchos Beis HaBechira. V'av Urim V'Tumim Shehoyu Bayis Sheni, just in a word, lo yehoyu meshivin. They didn't ask the Ruach HaKodesh, v'lo yehoyu nisholabem. They didn't ask and didn't answer. In other words, they couldn't take any counsel, they couldn't relate to the Urim V'Tumim, but it was there. Yeah. That the Rambam, the only reason why they actually made Urim V'Tumim, but they didn't have to serve any function other than just being part of the Choshen. Which is the point that you mentioned. If Kedas HaTosfos and Kedas HaRambam, that there was Urim V'Tumim. All that was missing in Bayis Sheni was that they couldn't refer to the Urim V'Tumim, they couldn't take counsel for the Urim V'Tumim. What was missing by them was it was the Ruach HaKodesh, that they weren't able to take the message from the Urim V'Tumim. Ruach HaKodesh and Urim V'Tumim is one and the same. If there was Urim V'Tumim, Poshet, they couldn't lay out Nishon and Mishim, because Ruach HaKodesh was not gefilled. Zot the Raima, the Pshat is Andush, Ulu Dvor afraid of a Rambam. According to the Rambam, that there was Urim V'Tumim, that which was denied was the ability to be able to relate to him. There was the Ruach HaKodesh and Urim V'Tumim, the same thing. There was no Nevuah. To be shown by Ruach HaKodesh was an Inyan of Nevuah. If there was no Nevuah, there was no Urim V'Tumim. It's one and the same. So, Voshteit HaVazay, Tzvei Zachim, Ruach HaKodesh and Urim V'Tumim. Elo Zogter, L'chissu Begodim, Sha'om Ha'inu Iklum, Sha'inu V'Cheshman HaBegodim. So the Raima, the Urim V'Tumim is not one of the Cheshbonos of the Begodim. Urim V'Tumim is something separate, and it's shaykh to have a Choshen without Urim V'Tumim, and in Bayis Sheni there was no Urim V'Tumim. So we've got a Machalikas, the Rambam arrived, whether it's shaykh a Choshen without Urim V'Tumim, if a Choshen without Urim V'Tumim is considered a Psalmistic Choshen, a faulty, or something lacking in the Choshen, or the name is Svei Zachas, the Choshen and Urim V'Tumim. So Mamela is up to Miskarov, the Mephoroshim read in our Gemara, that Rashi's suggestion that perhaps the Urim V'Tumim were missing in the Miluim, or wasn't the Ikuva, should we say, in the Miluim, because it was only mentioned in the Parshas Tzav, and not mentioned in the Parshas Tzaveh, so that's Toilam the Smachle, because Rambam arrived. Ledasa Rambam, that without Urim V'Tumim it's Mechusa Begodim, there's no Havamina that they had a Choshen without Urim V'Tumim, Choshen without Urim V'Tumim is a Halba Choshen. Ledasa Rambam and Ledas Tosfos, that there cannot be a Choshen without Urim V'Tumim, there cannot be a suggestion that there was no Urim V'Tumim, that they didn't place the Urim V'Tumim into the Choshen in Yemei HaMiluim, because otherwise the Nishka Choshen, Choshen Urim V'Tumim, Nishka Choshen. Now Rashi holds the Chayre clearly like the Raivet, that the Raivet holds that the Urim V'Tumim and the Choshen were two separate bodies, Benson. You could have a functioning Choshen without Urim V'Tumim, and therefore Rashi could make a suggestion that maybe Yemei HaMiluim, Igeven HaChoshen, Onken Urim V'Tumim. And the emes is, it's Kemat Mefurish, Rashi Ala Torah is Kemat Mefurish like the Raivet. Rashi Ala Torah tells us that the man by Sheni there was no Urim V'Tumim, and it's clear in Rashi that they didn't place it in Asato, the Urim V'Tumim. El HaChoshen means that it wasn't mean that Loyan and Yisholim, the Urim V'Tumim, and Yishkiven can Urim V'Tumim. As I say, this discussion about whether This is the part which beginning of Parshas Tzava. Before we talk about the Seder Meluim, this is the parsha where the inyan of the Urim HaTumim is introduced, mentioned in the Choshen to begin with. So Rashi, what is the Urim HaTumim? This is actually also addressed in Machlekes HaShoinim, but we're not getting into great detail. Rashi says that the Urim HaTumim is Hu Ksav Shema Mefeira Shayenoistem B'Soich Kifle Achoshen. Rashi says it was a special piece of parchment that was placed inside the Choshen. Sha'al Yodoy Hu Meir Dvorov, etc. Uva Migdol Shein Ahoy HaChoshen She'yef Shelekein Godli Yis Mechusa Begodim. That piece was not inserted. So it's very clear, Rashi Al-Toyra is very clear, Kedas Arriva, that this piece which was considered Urim HaTumim was missing, and it was an extra part, it was an extra piece that could have been placed into the Choshen. It was not Ma'akiv, the Shem Choshen, Avada Segeven HaChoshen. Rashi says very clearly, great detail, Rashi Al-Toyra, very in the Marich in this understanding, that Bamaya Sheini was a Choshen. Without witness, Mechusa Begodim, Ovelish can Urim HaTumim. As I say, that this Rashi Al HaTorah to say that there was a Choshen without Urim HaTumim is the Machlokes. Tosfos says Nishtazoy, the Tosfos that we've just seen, Chof Alef Omed Beis, the Rambam says Nishtazoy, because there is a Machlokes where the Choshen without Urim HaTumim is considered a Choshen. That's correct. Machlokes. The Shaila is, what we're going to do in our Gemara Ibazoy, it's our Gemara Lachorah where Rashi is making this suggestion that there could have been a Choshen without Urim HaTumim because that's what's mentioned in the Pashat Tzava, not Pashat Tzava. Is the Shitosei for Rashi v'shteit al Torah that there can be a separate, that the Urim HaTumim was something separate, and the Shitosei Rashi that by Shein there was no Urim HaTumim. So it's very richtig that we have a discussion over here about whether the Urim HaTumim in the Choshen was ma'akev for the Levishas HaKoyim b'Miluim. Well, it wasn't ma'akev b'Doiris, they didn't have it by Sheini, but maybe b'Miluim it was ma'akev. Well, it's not covered in Parshat Tzaveh, it's mentioned itself, so we need to find out whether to refer the Makoris of the Psukim, whether the Urim HaTumim as being part of the Choshen was ma'akev in the Seder Meluim or not. Sorry?
When did
they didn't, by Shein, they didn't have it.
They didn't put it in.
Hoi, Yoksav, the Rashi's before Shein. You've got a Chumash over there, you have a look at Pashas. If you want to know, I'll give you the Maramokim, you can see it inside. To Zemba State Dorp. Yo, Perech of Ches Poslet Lamed, Ubabai, Migdo Shein, Hoi, Hoi, Shein, Aval Ois Hashem, Loi, Hoi, Besoi, Hoi. Before Shein, Tate Rashi, have a look at Rashi, Chav Ches Lamed, and Ishgiven, the Shein, Urim HaTumim was not inserted in Bai Shein. As I learned Rashi. Before is the Indian of Urim HaTumim, which is to say, the Shittosif in this Rashi. The question is, Bamas, how are we going to learn this, the suggestion in the Gemara to look at that Rashi? If we'll go along with the Rambam and Tosfos, so we'll hold that Choshen Urim HaTumim and Ishkin Choshen Ish Bechlal. So there can't be a suggestion that was the Urim HaTumim. Nisholin, yes Nisholin, this Nisholin by Sheini, they couldn't use it, they didn't have the Ruch HaKodesh. Okay, that's a Sugi, but that's nothing to do with the Meluim as to whether it was inserted or not. A Choshen Urim HaTumim and Ishkin Choshen. So, Ibazoi, the Choyre, even though the inyan of placing the Urim HaTumim into the Choshen was only mentioned in Tzava, not in Tzava, Obat said, Loi Gorav in the Bayi Sheini, without it, it's Nishcha, it's Mechusa Begodin, so there can't be a suggestion that there was no Urim HaTumim for the Miluim. Pashtus. That's the Pashtus. So the Shaila is, we can try and source another suggestion. The Gemara doesn't say anything about Urim HaTumim. The Gemara just says that Milsa Deluxiv Bahayin Yonah, I've got a Pasha in Tzava, I've got a Pasha in Tzav. There are some things which we can identify, spot the difference between Parshas Tzav and Parshas Tzaveh, and where you find the difference, so Parshas Tzaveh is covered with Koch and Parshas Tzaveh isn't. So Rashi spot the difference with Urim HaTumim, which is the Chayra, as I say, subject to what the general din of Urim HaTumim the Choshen was. Oh, but there's another difference, the Memphis is a Pushta difference, and this difference suggested in Tzorosh, and Tzosemes, and Fiskarov, many. There's another halacha, and the Memphis is the halacha that we've been discussing at great length for the first sugyas in the Masechta. And that is that there was a halacha in Parshas Tzav, which is the halacha that the Kohen had to be Prisha, the halacha that he had to be Pesach Oyel Moed, with the halacha that we've discussed in a number of times. And with Pesach Oyel Moed, Leitzetsu Shivas Yom Ad Yom Meloyis Yimei Amiluichem, Kishiyavis Yom Yimalis Yetchem, the halacha that we know that the Shivas Yimei Amiluim are an Avonov had to have a Prisha at the Pesach Oyel Moed, which may be the Makoyer for the Prisha of Kohen Godli Yom Kippur, as the Pasuk says that the Kasha Tzivo, Lasis V'chaper, maybe yes, Mishlokish learns it from the Pasha of Kabbalah Zatoyah, the coming Pashas. Oh, but that's clear that in the Shivas Yimei Miluim there was a Din Prisha that Aaron Avonov had to stand Pesach Hayom Moed. That halacha is not mentioned in Tetzaveh. In Tetzaveh, Shteit Arichas, and Seder Karbonus, and Shteit Big Dekuhuna, the Pesach Hayom Moed, Leiseitzu, is a halacha which says that only the end of Tzav, and L'Choira, that could be a very, very simple suggestion, as to what's mentioned in Parshas Tzava, not mentioned in Parshas Tzava. And as I say, that's a suggestion which is widely mentioned. Dilukidah, so Rashi learns the difference is in the Indian of putting in the Urim V'Tumim into the Choshen, which is mentioned by Yosef, all of it's a Choshen, by Yiten ala Choshen as Urim V'Tumim, that's mentioned in Ches Ches. Oh, but there's another din, Alocha in Peir Ches, in Alocha in Pesach Lamed Gimel, in Lamed Dala, Pesach Yomel, there's also something, the din preaches Ne'emar in Tetzaveh, not in Tetzaveh, that could be a suggestion of something which is not covered in Tetzaveh, not Kocho. Kocho doesn't mention the Ikuva, the Pashas of the Prisha, but is mentioned in Tzav. Okay, so we've got two suggestions about what the differences may be between the dinim of the Miluim and Pashas Tzav, and the dinim of the Miluim and Pashas Tetzaveh, whether it's the placing of the Urim V'Tumim, or whether it's the Inyan of Frisha, neither of them, whichever one it may be, is not covered by the Kochov or Sisok. Kochov, Kochov, Sisok is only partial. So the Gemara writes, Milsa de Loik Siva Bahayin Yonah, the Gemara is the top of the Amud Beis, and then I bustle the Sugi. Minolot, so where do we know that it's also Ma'akiv? The man the Omar Kola Kosov by Ma'akiv means everything. Tetzava and Tzava, but where's the Makoyer? Kochov only covers the Yonim of the Protim and the details of Pashas Tetzava. Omar Anachmo Yitzok Yalev Pesach Pesach. But Tzava, Ksiv, the Halach in Tetzava says, the din of, let's see if we can find this Pasuk. States. The halacha of Pesach Oyel Moed. God, it says it twice in the parashas, as Rashi mentions. Ves Aaron, Ves Bono, Takrivel, Pesach Oyel Moed. Rochatzto, Meshachato, Sapar, Lifne Hashem, Pesach Oyel Moed. You find it twice mentioned in parashas Tetzaveh. But Tzavok Sevel Pesach Oyel Moed Yisera. There's twice in the parasha of Pesach Oyel Moed. You see in Chof Tes Dalet, and again I think in Chof Tes Yud Aleph. They're both mentioned in Pesach Oyel Moed that the avoda needs to be done on Pesach Oyel Moed. It's mentioned twice the union of Pesach Oyel Moed. V'chein ba'asiya k'siv takriv Pesach Oyel Moed. V'ochal aravona v'esbisaro ayel v'esalechem asher basal Pesach Oyel Moed. There's kol ha'ido hikula Pesach Oyel Moed, Bishul Pesach Oyel Moed. So Rashi tells us that there is a gzeira shova of Pesach Pesach, which tells us that just like everything in Parshas Tetzaveh is ma'akev because of the positive kocha, so Pesach Pesach, which tells us the spare words of Pesach Oyel Moed in the Parshas Tzav, where there we also have a spare word of Pesach Oyel Moed, is to tell us a gzeira shova that everything which is ma'akev, that then both places everything is ma'akev. That's the first suggestion in the Gemara. So at the end of the day, we're covered by both parashas based on the ikuv, the ikuv that we find in the Tzava, we'll find in Parshas Tzava as well. Rav Asharshi Oma Shmarutem is Mishmeres Hashem, which is the ikuv. Where is the pasuk of Shmarutem is Mishmeres Hashem? That's a pasuk again in Parshas Tzav. State. Kimat, the penultimate pasuk in the end of the Seder of Parshas Tzav, which refers to the whole Seder Miluim, Pesach Oboi Teshu Yoimim V'Laila Shivas Yomim V'Shmarotem Es Mishmeres Hashem V'Lei Samusu. So Mishmarotem tells us that it's all Ma'akev, everything that's mentioned in the Parshas is Ma'akev, so we've got a pasuk within the Parshas Tzav itself, which tells us it's all Le'ikuvah. Look, Rambashar Shirat Zorashi Omar, the Parshas as Yosef Nami Kuvik Siv Shmarta Mishmeres Mashma Tishkar Kuchal Hakosev Lo Yisiv Zera Shova. Because of Mishashi, I've got a self-contained Joshua within Parshas Tzav to tell us all the details of Ma'akev. I don't need to learn Pesach Pesach. According to the Pridik Elimod, it was the Kochov, the Tzav, was imported through the Zera Shova to Tzav as well. So at the end of the day, all the details of Parshas Tzav are also covered either by Pesach or the Din of Mishmeres or the last Rosh of the Gemara. The Gemara suggests another Din, another. Limud, Rabashi Omer Kuchain Tzuvesi Le'ikuva, which is the last words of that pasuk of Pesach Amoy Teshu Yom Velaylo, Ushmartem Es Meshmeres Hashem Veloy Samusu Kuchain Tzuvesi. Be'emes, this pasuk has all three limudim, whether it's Pesach Ayomed L'Gzeir Shova, or whether it's Ushmartem to tell Meshmeres Le'ikuva, or Kuchain Tzuvesi, which tells us that everything Kuchain Tzuvesi means as everything which is commanded, all the details, the aforementioned details of Le'ikuva, tells us within the parasha of Tzav that all the details of Miluim is marked. Okay, so what we've had of the Sefer Sheldover is Yalfusa, whether it's based on Tzav, whether it's in Tzav itself, that all the details of the Skol HaKosov Behem Ma'akev, at least according to this man, the Omer who holds Skol HaKosov Behem Ma'akev, based on these various limud. So the Gemara Vayter Azay. Very interesting. The Gemara goes on to a little bit of a psara, a little bit of a. The Gemara digresses into something a little bit different. Based on the fact that the Gemara brought this possible Kachin Tzuvesi, which is the end of Tzav, which tells us that all these details of Miluim is Ma'akev, the Gemara then goes on to discuss the Kachin Tzuvesi in totally different context, which is Kimat nothing to do with the Sugis that we've discussed. I say Kimat because what the Gemara goes on to discuss, very, very interesting few Psukim in Parshas Acharemos, it's little connected to the previous sugya, other than the fact that it talks about what happened on Yom HaShmini. It's actually nothing to do with the Seder Miluim as such, but Yom HaShmini is what we learn about in the psukim later on, in the parasha about Yom HaShmini, what happened afterwards, and there was some details in the parasha. It was a very tragic day, this day Yom HaShmini, but there was something on this parasha which was discussed between Moshe and Aaron, about something that Moshe thought that Aaron had done wrongly, and afterwards it was Nisbara that what Aaron had done was correct, and the Pasuk Psukim relate to this, and our sugya talks about what this was. And the reason why the Gemara all of a sudden gets involved in this is because Kuchein Tzuvesi are the words which are mentioned in this context, they're totally different Pasuk, no Shaychas, but they're similar words, so the Gemara tells us something about the Kuchein Tzuvesi of Parsha Shmini. So the Gemara has weiter also. Tanu Rabbono, Kuchein Tzuvesi, one Pasuk, Kasha Tzivesi is another posuk. Kasha Tzivo Hashem is a third posuk. Three psukim which are mentioned in the context of Moshe Rabbeinu's instructions to Aaron Avonov on Yom HaShmini. In fact, Rabbi, if we give ourselves a chance to have a look, if we've got a chumash, we'll see it inside with Hashem. Now, this is what's happening over here. Data Zoy. It begins from Yud Yud Beis. From Ravi, we've got a few psukim, I think, which cover this whole discussion. Data Zoy. Perek. Perek Yud. Yud, 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 Yud. Yud. Data Zoy. Vayedaba Moshe al Aaron el Alozo el Osama Bonavan Yisorin. Those who are left of the family. Kichuas Amincha Neseres Meisha Hashem Yichlu Matzah Desu Kikodesh Kadoshim Hi. We'll see what these discussions are and try and place them and make a bit of seder. Organize a little bit what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them. You should take these kodshim, you should eat it in the Migdash, b'mokim kodesh. That's the din that you're supposed to eat kodshim. This is what I was instructed to tell you to do. And we'll get to find out there was a very, very big discussion about these korbanos. There was a very, very strong reason why, sound reason why they should not be eating these korbanos bichlal. But three times Moshe Rabbeinu refers to the fact that he was instructed and commanded to tell them to do so. That's why you should take the kechus amincha and eat it. This was the shlomim that was brought on the Yom HaShmini, and you should take it, and you should also take this and eat it. As Hashem is commanded, so we've got the second instruction in the pasuk that Moshe backs his instruction to take the shlomim and take them and eat them. The first one was the milcham, the second one is the shlomim. Then the pasuk says the following. There was a soyer which Moshe inquired about, and he found out that it had been burnt. Burnt totally. Moshe Rabbeinu got very upset with them. Why did you not eat it like every chatos? This is where it needs to be eaten. That's part of the Seder Avodah Zarchatos Nechal Dei Hakohenim. And the Moshe said, "Hey, loyhuvo esdom al hakodesh pnimo." There hadn't been a problem with the fact that the dam had been brought inside. There's a whole interesting halacha from which we learn a din that if the dam has been nichnas lifnim, it becomes posel. But Moshe said there wasn't any psul in the korban. Posel sinish kegas in the korban. And then he finishes off, "Ochel toichlu oisam hakodesh kashet zivesi." That this is something which should be eaten, or should have been eaten, kashet zivesi, as I was commanded. So Moshe Rabbeinu three times refers to the fact that he had a tzivi from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to tell Aaron of Ono that they should be eating the korbanos that they were bringing on the day of the Miluim, a special hero, as we'll get to see. And Moshe told them, do it, ki chein tzivesi, kash etziv Hashem, kash etzivesi is the tiny that he had to them, that you didn't listen to the instruction that I was commanded to do, which I had already spoken to you about. Now, the Gemara explains what was these three Lashonas of Kichein Tzivesi, Kash Etzivo, Kash Etzivesi, is three different parts of the discussion that Moshe Rabbeinu had, about different stages where Moshe Rabbeinu was discussing the Din of the Korbanos with Aaron Avot. What was in the Gemara? Zot the Gemara Azoi. Tone Rabbono. Kichein Tzivesi, Kash Etzivesi, Kash Etzivo Hashem. Kichein Tzivesi, the first thing that Moshe Rabbeinu, Kichein Tzivesi, but aninas yechlua. The first thing is that although there is a halacha that a kohen hedyot is not allowed to do avodah, not allowed to eat kachin v'aninas, here there's been a special instruction which was given that after Nadav and Avihu died, Elazar is somehow being v'aninas, becholzeis were mechuyev to eat these karbonos. And this was the instruction that Moshe Rabbeinu was discussing with Bnei Aaron to tell them that there was a special this halacha zayruah shor that these karbonos were to be eaten v'aninas. Kuchein Tzivesi, that was the halacha. I had been commanded from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to tell you that these korbanos are supposed to be eaten by aninus. That's the first thing. Kash Tzivesi, B'Sha'as Maisa Omolohem. This was something which happened B'Sha'as Maisa, and we'll get to see in Rashi. Kash Tzivo Hashem V'loi Mei Eilai Ani Oimer. There was another stage where initially Moshe Rabbeinu gave the instruction, told Aaron of Onav, you should know, be eating these korbanos. Kuchein Tzivesi, that was the first stage. That he told them, eat these karbonos, because this is a special instruction that I've been given. Twice more, Moshe Rabbeinu referred again to this instruction that he had been given to tell the aninas as the story unfolded. One b'shas ma'isa, and one as Moshe Rabbeinu said, one b'shas ma'isa, which we'll get, Rashi will tell us what the b'shas ma'isa is, and then eventually, when Moshe Rabbeinu thought that they'd fallen short of being mekayim the avodah of the korban, Moshe referred back to the fact that he had been commanded that they should eat it, which they didn't do. So the initial instruction was to tell them to do it. There was something B'Sha'as Maisa where this instruction was repeated. And then at a third stage it was referred back to the continuation of the Maisa. Well, again, the Rashi will explain to us what happened over here. Very interesting. So the Rashi has like, Tana Rabbono, Kichein Tzivesi. I did the Nocha Tocha L'Medrash Kichein Tzivesi in the Yonah de Miluim, the Le'ikuvah, because we've already mentioned these words in the Miluim, in the Shiva Simea Miluim, which told us that this is the final pasuk, which tells us that all the details in Tzav is ma'akev. The lemiut delikuva also kovel abraisa hocha lemedrash. That's why the Gemara found it appropriate to mention this braisa, which discusses the drosha of Shmini. Shmini the is like the next day, the oisfer. It's a different kichein tzivesi, but it was the end of the stage of this avoda. Kichein tzivesi de Shmini lemay also. It's not the same pasuk. Don't look for the same pasuk. One chesavais is in Tzav, which refers to the Shiva Simei Meluim, and one chesavais is in Shmini, which refers to the din of the Achilas the Yom HaShmini. It's a different pasuk, but it's the Gemara mentions this as a continuation of that din. This is where it starts. The first time, Chuas Amincha Neseres Misha Hashem Vachlu Amatzes Al Bezbeach Kichein Tzivesi. That was the first time. Kash etzivesi. Gabe soir chata shashadorash moisha. Vihile soirof. Shiva ochel teichu oisa b'mokim kodesh kash etzivesi. The second time Moshe Rabbeinu tells them to eat it as have been commanded. Kash etzivo Hashem. Rashi's just first being misaleh the psukim, and then Rashi's going to tell us the seder as when each posuk was referred to. Gabe shoy katruva v'chazei atrufo ksiv teichu b'mokim toir kash etzivo Hashem. Every time he said again, what's the three times? What's the mentioning of three times? Something more else. The first time was the initial instruction. Oinanim al nodav avihu. The kodshim asurin lo oinan mikal luchayim and maisa hakal. The chsiv gab a maisa lo yachalti moinim imeni. If you're not allowed to eat maisa sheni baninas, you're certainly not allowed to eat kodshim aninas. This is a din that the Gemara darshans in various places. Moshe Rabbeinu had to back up this din with the fact that he had been given this instruction. But aninas teichlua. That was the first time because it's a din which is with the contravenes the regular halacha at kohen kenesh as aninas. Fine, that's the first kichein tzivesi. Again, Moshe Rabbeinu backed this up with saying kash etzivesi. B'shas ma'isa omalehem. So Rashi writes it. This is the middle wide lines of Rashi. K'shamotza ma'asha osu. When Moshe Rabbeinu found she'asofu sora chatos v'usor shal roshchoydesh omalehem. Hein loy huva es domo haloy loy ira b'ipsul hoyelchem lo'ochle v'koydesh kashet z'vise eschem ha'mincha sh'amati lechem bo she'mipiach ha'lishmochen itzlavisi. I gave you this instruction initially when we talked about the mincha that you had an instruction to eat a banino. So why were you sorry if this korban asoyer? So Moshe Rabbeinu, when he found them falling short of being mekayim the achilas hakorban after the gezokt, he referred back to the tzibur that he'd mentioned previously, which is the tzibur that he'd already told them, thinking kiyilu that maybe they didn't do it because they didn't hear or accept or realize what he was matzavin. The Gemara is telling us when it was said. Mincha was the initial instruction.
This has been burnt, and this he says you shouldn't have burnt. You shouldn't have.
Yeah, because Ma'isa means at the time when they made a mistake. Because when he found the sorry burnt. Now I've other pshatim, and that's how Rashi does Because Ma'isa when he found it. I've been burnt. What did they break? What happened with the instructions that I had already given you? Because look, the was asking, you didn't do that. That was the second time. Kasha tivah Hashem. So Rashi writes, v'loy me'ayla ani oimer. And then Rashi says, after he'd seen that they didn't eat the chatos, which had a tainer, go ahead and eat the karbonas, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Why is Rashi now saying, and the Gemara is explaining, why all of a sudden Kasha Tziva Hashem? Till now it's Kasha Tzivesi, and now it's Kasha Tziva Hashem, because Moshe wanted to back up, saying without thinking that perhaps they did not accept this din. Kasha Tzivesi, Nish Loi Me'al, Loi Me'elai, it's not an instruction that I was Mechadish, the Rebbein Shem, because of. So the first time was the initial instruction, Kasha Tzivesi, the second time was B'shas, when it was burnt, which it shouldn't have been done, the Das Moshe, Frech Devosi Givom with the Tzivoi, and the next time he said, go ahead, eat the Karbonas, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded you to do so. Yetzok Rashi Vaitazoi. Moshe Tor Badova. Rashi just finishes off a very interesting part of the sugya. As we know, the Gemara in Zvochim, the Gemara in various places, the Gemara explains to us what actually happened over here. Aaron, in the context of the Pasuk, has explained himself and answered Moshe to explain what had actually happened. Very dika discussion of what happened over here. So Shachar goes to Shaila what Moshe Rabbeinu was having there was. But as Rashi goes on to explain, there were three korbanos. So Rashi says, Moshe Tor Badova. Correct. The instruction which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him was by the Mincha. Richtig. Ubechaz of a Shaik. Correct. Also, there was also an instruction which HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him about the Shlomim that was brought. It should be eaten by Ninas. V'soir Shmini V'soir Nachshein Shayikot Sheisho. Also, there were three Seirim which were brought on that day. One was the Soir of the Miluim, of the Yom HaShmini. One was a sort of Nachshon, because it was the first one of the Seyda Avedas HaNesim, as we know. Seir Echad L'Chatos, or the one of the first day of the 12 days of the Avedas HaKena, which started on this day. That was the second Soir. And the third Soir is Rosh Chodesh, the Gevein Rosh Chodesh, the Gevein HaSoir for Rosh Chodesh also. Moshe Rabbeinu thought that the halacha that they're supposed to eat Vaninas applies to all three of the Seirim. Just as it applied to the Soir Nachshon, the Soir Miluim, it would apply to the Soir Rosh Chodesh also. Otan Gazok, no. The instructions that you got were for the Mincha. The instructions that you got was for the Shlomim. The instructions that you got was for the Soir of the Miluim and the Soir Nachshon. But not for the Soir Shchidish. The Soir Shchidish is a regular Kodshei Doiris. This is not an extra special Korban which is brought today, the Korban of the Miluim. This will happen to be brought today as one of the regular Korban. The Eshter Tots, the Eshter Shchidish, and Bregda Soir. Otan Gazok, Legaba. This Soir, it was no different to every regular soyer of Rosh Chodesh, where it cannot be eaten by Ninas. And that's why they burnt it. Ve'ene, the soyer of Pachatos of Rosh Chodesh, was Sorev, was Nisraf. And Aaron looked for emphasis on Moshe Rabbeinu that this was not part of the instructions that you had given. And as we know, Moshe Rabbeinu of Ge'et was Aaron's gezokta that is Makabal given that he was right. What they did was right. And the halacha that Aaron said was right. And the Kashet Tzivesi, Chichen Tzivesi, Chichen Tziva Hashem was true in three out of the four cases. The Mincha, the Soir, the Mincha, the Shlomim, and the two Seirim, but not about this Soir. That was the interesting discussion that they had, the Shaila was Moshe Gehalten, etc. That's the whole discussion. Avos Soir Rosh Chodesh is the first one of the wide lines of Rashi, Shul Kodshi, Doiris, Lehutel, Oinon. So that's a very interesting side sugya about the din of the tzivui that Moshe Rabbeinu gave over to them, v'yei mashmini, and where Moshe Rabbeinu had a taina to them, and where they where the halacha was a little bit differently to the way that Moshe said it over because of the Sorosh. Amar Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina. That's what the Gemara has like. Mechnesayim ain't suvim beparasha. They ain't santa zach. The nocha ain't santa sugya this. In the parasha of Tetzaveh, the Torah tells us about the Zeh Ador Hashatas again in Perich of Tess. The Parsha Tetzaveh tells us about what Aaron and Avonav had to do. Then Mrs. Rashi explains both in Tetzaveh and in Tzav, the Torah describes all the begodim that Aaron and Avonav had to wear. The Mechnasayim missed out in both. And the Torah tells us that Be'esaron Abonov Takriv El Pesach Yomoid etc. Chatzos Velokachtes Abegodim Ve'elah Asharon Ktoines Be'il the Eifod the Choshen the Mitznefes the Ganzazach. That's it. Everything's mentioned over there, but the Mechnasayim are not mentioned in the instruction of Zeh Ador Hashatasa onwards. So the Gemara says Mechnasayim Ein Ksuvim BeParsha Kushoy MeVezeh Ador Hashatasa Lohem LeKadosh Oisom LeChayid LeHovim Mechnasayim. So Rashi says. Neither in Parshas Tetzaveh nor in Parshas Tzav do we find that the Mechnasayim are mentioned in the instruction to be Malbish Aaron of Onof. So the Gemara dashes over our Pesuk. Kishoim v'zeh adov shatasa lohem. V'zeh adov, very interesting enough, if you have a look at the Parshas and Parshas Tetzaveh, the last Pesuk before the introduction of the Chiyuv of the Meluim talks about the Mechnasayim. V'asei lehem Mechnasayim v'od l'chas v'sar ha'er v'vohoi v'al arim v'abonu v'vohel v'al. Vezeh Adov Hashetase. What's the Vezeh Adov Hashetase? Should be Zeh Adov Hashetase. What's the Vezeh Adov Hashetase? Continuing in introducing the Seder Miluim. Vezeh Adov Hashetase adds what's just been aforementioned at the end of the Seder of the previous parsha of the Big Day Kahuna, that tells us that the Mechnasayim belongs to the parsha of the Miluim as well. And Mamele Vezeh Adov Hashetase tells us that the Mechnasayim was also part of the Seder. Kishoi Vezeh Adov Hashetase. Kishoi Vezeh Adov Hashetase. Yeah, zogt. Kishoyim v'zeh adov shetas alahem vov meisav alin rishon hamadaba v'tzavos asiyas habegodim v'shongsev aseilem nechasei bat. So this is then going to be introduced in v'zeh adov shetas also in the parsha of the Seder Amiluim. I just like to mention about this, just 2 points perhaps. The Gemara's got a discussion over here about how do we know that the Mechnasayim, that part of the begodim, was ma'akiv in the Seder, was part of the Seder Avisha. Ma'akev also, because everything that's mentioned in the parasha is Ma'akev. The Gemara goes on to mention these, the chelik of discussion. But the shaila is, the Gemara has a discussion over here, at least, about how do we know that the Mechnasayim needs to be adorned for Aaron to be nischanach with the begodim. Efshenish, that the Gemara knows. V'zeh adova, that's telling us that it needs to be. The Gvura Sari has an interesting discussion about this. Based on an interesting machlokes is showing that we mentioned last week on the Gemara Namud Aleph. The Gemara Namud Aleph mentioned that for the 7 days of Miluim, they needed Rivi Begodim and Meshicha B'Shemen. Shivas Yomim Rivi Begodim and also Shemen and Meshicha. Rashi says that the Rivi Begodim, what does Rivi Begodim mean? That they did an avoda with the extra with the Begodim that they were with the Shmoyim Begodim that Kol Hakosvim Zayin Yomim. Sheisham riba yeshiva, sheishamish kein gadol, shivas yom ritzuvim, kishamamanu reise bekuna gadoila, v'yilva shmeinu begodim, b'shas aveda, etc. Riba losin barbar begodim. So Rashi says that the riba begodim always means an aveda which is done with the riba begodim. And the Rambam said, nishtazoi, the Rambam said, riba begodim doesn't need to have an aveda. Putting on the extra begodim is itself enough to be mechanach the kein gadol, the fact that he's wearing it, the shame riba begodim. That's the one machlokes that we saw. There's a discussion we mentioned last week. Some of the protim about this. I can't sugya whether Ribi Begodim is only with the context of the Avodah. Not with the context of the Avodah. Reb Chaim said that even according to Rashi, that it was the Bashas Avodah. It wasn't because he needed the Avodah, but Ribi Begodim without Avodah didn't mean anything on the Ramam Gal. Nishtas like putting it on itself just for the shame. The Chinuch that itself is considered Ribi Begodim. So that's a discussion. Abba Akhapane, the Gurus Ari, when he mentions this Machlokes, Rashi and Rambam, So he says that the Das Rashi, that there needed to be an Avodah done with the Rebbe Begodin, he is finding it difficult to understand what the Gemara's discussion about whether Mechnasayim, what's the Makor for the Mechnasayim. But does Kenish Zayin an Avodah without all the Begodin is Mechus of Begodin? There's no Havamina that you do Avodah without the Shmuel Begodin. If you learn like the Rambam that there was a Rebbe Begodin on its own, so there could be a Shaila. Was it all the Begodin with the Mechnasayim, without the Mechnasayim, what's the Raya, what's the Makor, etc.? According to Rashi, as Rebbe Begodin needs Avodah, there's a Kenish Zayin sugyo that is Shaykh to do without any part of the Begodin which are missing. L'chor is considered Mechus of the Begodin, so Avada, you would need to have all the Begodin if it was with Avodah. You don't need to have a Makor, L'chor, that in the Shiva Simei Meluim there was Mechnasayim also, because anything which you couldn't do with, they couldn't do the Avodah without, L'chor is Poshah. So this is a shtickl riot to the Rambam, who held that the Rebbe Begodim is Rebbe Begodim on its own, not necessarily in the context of Avodah, can sign a discussion what the Makor is that the Mechasayim needs to be included as well. That's one interesting Nakuda. Perhaps when we say we see the Sugi of Mechasayim, maybe we'll have a little bit, give us a chance to look at the Toysis on this, Lahovius Mechasayim next. We'll leave the Korban Asiris Eifer baby for next time. The Gemara it continues in the discussion, very interesting discussion about the Seder Levisha of Big Dikun, etc. Lama Zen, I in a few minutes that we have at least an introduction to the India, the Tosis discussion about this Gemara. Mikan Kosher, Laha, the Vapirik Elan Israfit, Mapik Misa Machus Begode Midar Shino. Abamas. One final that. Refer to the psukim that we've seen is one posuk that the Gemara darshins in Parshas Tetzaveh in the context of the Miluim, and from this the Gemara in Sanhedrin says the following. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says there's a chiyuv misa for kohen which has fallen short from a whole list of things, and one of the things that the Gemara says is azor etc. azor avada and who had in a kohen with the various things that are missing, various dinim that is not mekayim. One of the things the Gemara in Sanhedrin discusses is mechusa begodim. If it's mechusa begodim, it's chiv misa. Zot the Gemara, what's the makor? The Gemara says the following: states v'chagartav oisam v'perichav test posuk test for those who want to see it. V'chagartav oisam avneit aron uvonov v'chavashalem migboys. This is where the Torah describes in the seder of the Miluim aron uvonov wearing all the big day kahuna v'hoisalahem kahuna l'chukas oilom. You put on the begodim, and they will then have kahuna forever, everlasting kahuna. Zot the Gemara, the Torah talks about having kahuna after you've put on all the begodim. When you finish, when you v'chagata moisim avneit v'chavashta hamigboyis v'hoisel ham kahuna chukas oilam. Zot the Gemara, from this passage we can darshan that bizman she bigdei aleihem they have a kahuna. Ein bigdei aleihem hobazidish kahuna. They're like a zon. So the Gemara, if we know that Azor Shashemish is Chayav Misa, so a Kohen without Begodim is like Azor, because it says, Ein Bigdos on a Bigdeim Aleim, Ein Konos on Aleim, because there's this Pasuk in Parshas Tetzave in the Miluim, which talks about putting on the Begodim, tells us that gives us that's Mashem the Kahuna. Without a Begad is an Ishkin Kohen, if without a Begad is an Ishkin Kohen, Oiv Azoi, that it bribed Azoi, the Azor Shashemish is Chayav Misa. So that's the Gemara's Makoir, that Mechusa Begodim is Chayav Misa, just like Azor. Midi dal shinan ein big dalein ein konos al alein v'havel uzor v'hikshar ben yakev v'olion z'obahed yiksiv misa b'is b'ata tetzavet. Where? In this part of the Mechnasayim, the last posuk which talks about before the seder of the Miluim v'zeh adovo shtei v'hoyu al aron v'albonov. This is talking about the Mechnasayim that needs to be, Aaron needs to wear v'hoyu al aron v'albonov v'voyu maloyi emoid oi v'gidisham ezveach v'shoriz v'kodesh v'lo yisu ovin v'misu. Take the hafid without the trousers. Oh, you are aravon. Without that, there's a chiv misa. So, what does the Gemara need to dash in the whole posuk that mechusa begodim is like mechusa kahuna on a black gazarus, and then the makor misa is there from zarus? Take before the posuk on kamechnasayin is a chiv misa. So, if there is a nehi, hobe hedik siv misa bevata tetzave. So that nay the high cro it's the chashavinu zorim afle inyan echal alav oida kemoi zorim. Although we need this pasuk later on in Tetzaveh to tell us that the kahuna of this man should be de aleihem kahunos on aleihem, that without the begodim they're like a zor legab with the din that it's mechal alav oida. Zor does avoda, it's not a kosher avoda, it's a posel avoda. So we need to be told that the avoda is avoda psula that we learn from the din of a chavashto of a oisav kahuna lechukas oila. But legamad din misa, that lechayru we can already learn from the previous part. That pasuk shteitin shteitz v'chal avoda shteit. If you do, oh mechlasayim, there's a misa. So we accept that there's a din that we need to learn the gabazarus. Nay, the hod, the high, kro istrich hashavin zorim afein v'chal avoda kibay zorim mikol mokem ahu kro dechsim bechusa begodim misa behedya. Lomeli misa behedya. Lomeli tepuk me'in bigdayim aleim ein konos aleim. Frank the faket shayla. So why is it necessary? He understands like this. He understands that we need the Pasuk and Parshas Tetzaveh to tell us that without Bigdeim Aleim, there's no Kunos Aleim, to tell me that not just is it a din Zar of Mechusa Begodim, but it's also a din of Mechal Aveda. It's like a Zor. But why is it necessary, if so, to write the din Misa in the Parsha of Pasuk of Mechnasayim at the end of the previous Parsha? So there is Abshat. So the reason is, the Pasha Tetzava later on, which says in the Cheder Miluim, that when you've got Ein Big Deim Aleim, Ein Kulos Aleim, which tells it A, that there is Zar in your Misa, and B, there is Zar in the Chilul Avoda, then Mechnasayim is not mentioned in the Pasuk. We mentioned previously in the Gemara, Mechnasayim is conspicuously missing over there. So you can't learn the din that there's a chi of Misa for Mechnasayim from this Pasuk. That's why the Torah needed to tell us a special Pasuk in the last Pasuk before the Pasuk of Elohim to tell us that without Mechnasayim, that there's a chi of Misa over there with Mechnasayim, because it's not included in this Pasuk. So we need two psukim. We need the pasuk of Ein Konosan Beim Bigdam Aleim Ein Konosan Aleim, which tells us the Chiyuv Misa, tells the Chil Avoda. But we need an extra pasuk for Mechnasayim. That was the way he understood the parasha till he came to our Gemara. But once our Gemara said Vezeh Davosha Taaseh, that we're learning that the Mechnasayim, which is mentioned at the end of the previous parasha, is now incorporated here also. That's how we know that Mechnasayim belongs to this parasha. Vezeh is Marbeh. That Mechnasayim is in the parasha. It's automatically incorporated in the din that ain't big dam aleim, ain't kunos aleim. So voshteite b'zei b'machnasayim azal locha. This is the kasha that he was concerned about. Table aleim, big dam aleim, kunos aleim. Vitiris the machnasayim loyksev hocha ve'itzrich avukrona mechusa machnasayim da'avav b'misa. The kasha zokt vektoses the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina who said kiva de lafkelo machnasayim v'zei adova haveli keilu machnasayim naviksev hocha. The Vezeh Adova, in our Gemara state though, that the Mechnasayim is included in the Miluim because of Vezeh Adova, it should also be included in the Dima state of Miluim, that V'chagat Ha'oisam, etc. V'hoisam, Kumras L'chulas L'chukas Oilam, which to tell us without it, is there Azor, there'll be a Chiv Misa, and B'chal Avoid, etc. So the Chiv Misa, V'shteit Mechnasayim, L'choyre, L'fi our Sugya, which incorporates the Vezeh Adova to bring the Mechnasayim into the Seder Levisha Big Dekun in the Pasuk of Nosar Aleyev, L'chayr Dafvish in the Shobim, the Chiyav Misa over there, because it's incorporated in this Limud. Rabbi Yisrael, we'll leave it over here, Be'ez Hashem, perhaps next week we'll see a continuation of this place. Yeah.